Mini Mystery Solved. Friday. Lucy and I flew over to Sue's house before school. I picked more flowers on the way. You can never have too many bluebells. But, Diary, you'll never guess what we saw through Sue's window. Look at the beautiful wedding dress. We knock on the door. When Sue answered, she was covered in white silk. It looked like she was wearing a wedding dress. You didn't want to play wedding with us, but you're playing it on your own. You said weddings were squirrely. Oh, hi. Just come in. I will explain everything. Sue showed us the wedding dress. Well, my mom is a fashion designer. She's making Miss Featherbottom's dress, and I've been helping her. When you saw me in the forest, I was carrying my mom's sequins and sparkly thread. That's why we're here. I wanted to say I'm sorry for thinking you took out the necklace. That's okay. Yeah. We thought maybe you took it because we saw something shiny in your bag. And because, well, you seem to not like weddings. I love weddings. I'm even making Miss Featherbottom a special present. It's just that I've been feeling really mad all week. You see, my mom's been so busy making this dress that I think she's forgotten what? Sue started to cry. I think she's forgotten that my birthday is on Sunday. Oh no, that's awful. I'm sure she hasn't forgot, Sue. Is there anything we can do to cheer you up? I'm not sure. But, well, maybe I could join your club? Yes, please. We could use all the help we can get. What's the special present you're making for Miss Featherbottom? A flower crown, but it's only half done. I won't have time to finish it. I have some bluebells. Can it help? Sue and I made the flower crown. Wait, Lucy. While Lucy helped Sue's mom with the dress. The flower crown really looked Wincredible in it, and so did the dress. Miss Featherbottom smiled when we got to class. This is a flapperific surprise. I cannot believe your club made my cake. Tablecloths, flowers, and garlands. We didn't show her the flower crown or the balloons. We had to keep some surprises for the wedding day. This is all so wonderful, but I still need to find a band in my missing necklace. Poor Miss Featherbottom. At lunch, we had an emergency club meeting. We must find a band and solve the mystery of the missing necklace. But the wedding is tomorrow. We will need to work fast. Does anyone know where we can find a band? Just then, my brother Humphrey walked over. Hey, Eva, do you need a band? My band? The Hootleys could play if you want. Wow, Hump. That'd be amazing. Nothing too noisy. What? Of course not. Then he winked, which worried me, but still, yay, we found a band. We flew to tell Miss Featherbottom the good news. We found a wedding band. Oh, how wonderful. Then our newest detective took a look around the room. She opened Miss Featherbottom's desk drawer, the one below the scratch marks. Hey, I may have found another clue. Sue used her magnifying glass to take a closer look. Critter the treat crumbs from the pet picnic. Good work, Sue. We will get to the bottom of this. After school, our club made another list. I love making lists. The case of the missing necklace. What we know. The necklace is shiny and sparkly. The necklace was last seen on Tuesday. Jim Hillary Slithers crawled through it. Miss Featherbottom's silver star stickers and glitter pens are also missing. There are scratch marks above Miss Featherbottom's desk drawer. The necklace is not in the classroom or the forest or Sue's bag. There are crumbs inside the drawer. What we need to know. Where is the necklace? Who took it? Diary, the wedding is tomorrow. We must solve the mystery. I'm going to think about the clues as I fall asleep.